Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Jimmy asked the operator to trace Johnny's call. He had an idea where that young man was even before she gave him a negative reply. With Florence safely back in bed again, having succumbed to another fainting spell from the excitement, Uncle Jimmy is having a little conference with Anna Judson.
Mrs. Judson, I'm about to divulge a secret which will make you my partner in crime, as it were.
Uncle Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
You ain't gone and done something desperate, have you?
Almost, Mrs. Judson. And what I have just learned and what I'm about to do... Oh, dear, dear, dear. You know, I think I should turn myself over to the police for the safety of all of us.
Turn around to me, Mr. James Brown.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Now, let me look you right in the eye.
Who, me?
Yes, you. And don't keep them closed, either. Open them up. Crime and guilt and police. A dog's hind foot. You with your eyes just a-twinkling like all get-out.
Who, me?
Now, out with this desperate thing you've gone and done. And if it ain't a little bad, you don't catch me listening. No, sir.
Well, it's like this. When Johnny called and his mother fainted, I tried to trace the call.
I know all that, Uncle Jimmy. And the operator said that she couldn't.
Well, she didn't exactly say that, but it's what she should have said.
Uncle Jimmy, she told you from what telephone number Johnny was a-calling?
Yes, she did. That's what makes us partners in a crime. I know the number and also know the name of the people who own the house.
Heavens to Betsy. Well, this is more exciting than a murder mystery, which I don't read, Lord forbid. But I've heard about them, though.
The number was Milton 9925.
Yes, yes. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Milton 9925. Why, that's my number.
Mm-hmm. You know, that little rascal was phoning from your house. Just waiting for you to leave the coast clear for him.
Oh, I think I'm going to faint.
No, Mrs. Jetson, now here, it's all right. All right now.
Yes. Oh, but the room started to get dark and my knees were going out.
And I, Mrs. Jetson, know where Johnny is.
What?
But he's going to stay close to that place for at least another 2 hours until Florence is recovered enough to be called to the phone.
Uncle Jimmy, this is one of the most exciting moments of my life.
Now, was it worthwhile listening to?
Of course it was.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble is, you got me dangling right in midair.
Would you like to get just a little peek at Johnny?
Would I like to peek at Johnny? Good land. I've been pining my heart out for him.
All right, now follow me.
Uncle Jimmy, I can't go anywhere just in this house dress. You just wait, and I'll slip into that new green print that I just run up a few days ago.
Oh, you women. Why you want to get dressed up is more than I can figure out. We're just going over as far as Arnold Stewart's backyard. Now, walk very lightly, Mrs. Jetson.
You mean to say that Johnny is somewhere in this yard?
Mm-hmm. Unless my powers of deduction are all wrong.
But where can a little tight be a hiding?
Oh, you'll soon hear. Pal, lady.
Didn't I hear a human voice coming out of that doghouse?
Oh, pal. Lady.
Down, down.
Well, that's Johnny's voice coming out of that doghouse.
Golly, Mrs. Jetson. You have to tell all the neighbors about
it. Oh, Johnny. Precious little lamb. Oh, thank God you're found.
I spoiled it all. And you too, Uncle Jimmy. Now, Mom won't ever turn over a new leaf.
Oh, yes, she will, because we're not telling her where you are until she does.
Who isn't telling what? We are going right in there and take Johnny with us.
Heck, there goes all my plans.
Now, don't you worry, Johnny. You see, Mrs. Jetson, we must help Johnny go through with this. Granted, he has taken a rather severe method of bringing his mother to her senses. Nevertheless, we can't let him down because the ultimate good...
That's it, Uncle Jimmy. Talk it out.
Quiet, Johnny. Because the ultimate good resulting therefrom will be so great...
Well, I ain't saying I'm convinced. But something tells me I'm a party to all that's going on now. So settle it between yourselves, because I'm going in the house.
You little tyke. Are you all right? Is your little tummy full?
Sure. I've been taking things out of the icebox early morning and late at night.
Oh, you have, eh?
Hiding close to the house and sleeping with Pal and Lady. Do I smell doggy, Uncle Jimmy?
Well, Johnny, I wouldn't say that you smelled exactly like a rose.
Gosh, what a fella has to do to make his mom wake up and really know that she's got the swellest family and friend and neighbors.
Friend? Johnny, don't you mean friends?
No, friend. We all of us have just got one. And that's you, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, Johnny, you don't smell like a rose, but you're sweet just the same. And up you go into Uncle Jimmy's arms.
Oh, I'm a big boy now. Almost a man. I'm heavy.
Yeah, and sleepy too. Hmm?
Yeah, come on now. Up you go. There now. Now, how about a nice little nap before you call your mother again, eh?
All right.
How was it running away? Much fun?
No fun at all. And if I wasn't sacrificing for an ideal, like you always said I should, I'd have come right home. Because at night it was awful dark, and I was scared.
Get it, Rosalind.
Wonder who it can be.
Oh, I suppose someone to see if Johnny's been found yet or if your mother's still unconscious.
I'm not unconscious. I never was. I just had a fever. It was a shock.
Sorry, Mrs. Stewart.
Now, Florrie, don't get excited, dear.
Hello. Yes? Johnny! Yes, I'll call your mother right away. Mrs. Stewart, it's Johnny. Hold on, son. I'll get your mother.
Oh, my precious baby. Oh, my darling. Mother's coming.
Now, Florrie, take it easy, dear.
I'll help you, Mother Stewart.
No, I'm all right.
And for heaven's sakes, don't faint again right at the point when you're supposed to promise something.
I'm all right. Oh, Miss Arden, your aunt, please.
Yes.
I hope he's still on the line. Hello? Oh, hello, Mother's precious. Yes, darling. Yes, sweet. Oh, yes, baby.
Now, you've got to promise her I'll never come home. Got to promise you'll be good friends with Mother Jetson, Miss Arden, and Sister Rosalind, and Brother Bobby. On your word of honor, cross your heart and hope to die. All right, promise now.
But darling, Mother's so weak. She's had such a bad time of it.
You promise, and promise right now.
Well, why don't you come home and let's talk it over?
You promise now, and I've got witnesses, too. Don't you back out, either.
All right. I promise to be good friends with Miss Arden, Mrs. Jetson, Rosalind, and Brother Bobby. But I never was bad friends with Sister Rosalind.
Okay. I got your promise on Sister Rosalind just in case.
When are you coming home, lamb?
I'll think it over. I may come home tonight, and I may not be home until time for breakfast.
Oh.
Now, you be a good mother, and so long...
He's coming home. Oh, Arnold, did you hear that? Oh, Johnny's coming home.
All right, dear, all right. Now, buck up.
Oh, I'm so weak. Oh, Miss Arden, please help me back to bed.
Yes,
Rosalind, you support me on the other side.
Where shall I support you, Mummy?
Well, You put your hand at the small of my back, Dorothy.
Here?
Yes, that's good.
Florrie, I could carry your train.
Don't be facetious, Arnold, at a time like this. You know I haven't an ounce of strength in my body.
Any news about Johnny, Mr. Stewart?
Yes, he just talked to his mother a few minutes ago, and he got what he wanted, and she did a lot of promising, and he's coming home, and I'm going to bed before I go completely and entirely nuts.
Well. Looks like he's had a very strenuous evening.
Any more news about Johnny?
Yes. Prodigal Junior has phoned again. His mother promised him all. Now we can wait his return.
Oh, poor kid. I'll bet he's been hungry and scared. And say, where do you think he was hiding out?
Well, I'd hate to hazard a guess, but I doubt very much if it was in somebody's rose garden.
Didn't that door to the kitchen just open?
Oh, very possible. Somebody come in. Well, just look who's here. Johnny's home.
Hello, Mr. Runaway. Come on over here and give us a kiss.
See, Brother Bobby, I'm glad to be home.
Well, son, you certainly had all of us worried.
I'm sorry, Uncle Jimmy.
Now scoot right into that bedroom and see your mommy.
Johnny! Oh, Johnny, baby, precious! Mother's in the bedroom. Oh, darling!
Gosh, is that all I'm going to get for coming home? Baby, precious darling!
Uncle Jimmy. Didn't I see Johnny wink at you as he went in to see Mom?
I never in all my life lived in a house where there was so much loud talk and yelling and...
Dad, Johnny's home. He's here. In the bedroom with Mom.
Well, that's just fine. Now I can finish this detective story in peace.
Oh, but Dad.
And Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, Mr. Stewart.
Will you see that Johnny gets a bath? A good big one. Fun's fun. But I don't want him going to bed smelling like pal or lady.
Oh, my. And here I thought I held the secret of at least one small boy, age 11. I suppose after this little episode, Uncle Jimmy, and not Johnny, will be in the doghouse.
Moment at least, peace has descended on the Stewart household. But will Florence keep her promise to Johnny?